greatest game in the world. That's why it is, because the unpredictability of a team who's come to one of the greatest grounds in the country and perform at no fear, played the way we play on a pitch which was difficult. Credit to the ground staff. Take that game on, and the weather, I believe, has not been great. We were in a hotel last night. We had someone was telling me how bad it's been, and our fire alarm went off in the hotel this morning. So we were on the streets of Leeds this morning, bright and breezy. It was lovely. And then from there, we put a performance in like we just showed everybody. I think we can be immensely proud of that. Let's not talk about the error at the end. It's human error, and we can accept human error because it's part of life, mistakes that we make as human beings. It wasn't purpose, it wasn't a lack of effort or a lack of desire, it was just a very small error that... words can't really explain that goal, really.
Frustrated about not having 3 points?
How can I be frustrated when they play like that? My players were excellent. They really are class. A dedication to an industry that which demands a work ethic. I said to Richard 5 minutes ago, if we manage to win this, this will be one of my best wins as a manager. How often do managers get to come to Elland Road and perform like we did today? Not come here and shell it and kick people and do silly things. Playing away in an elegance and a bravery and a desire. I thought Nicky Maynard, if any young kid was in the stadium today, Nicky Maynard just showed what it takes to be a footballer. He's just worked his socks off. So I can't ask any more from any of my players. I thought right after the goal, we could have actually gone and nicked it. And then I thought, I can't be too brave here, let's accept the point, and we put a centre-half on a midfield, which I've only done once or twice in 300-odd games, and it's just, I thought the players were excellent from the first whistle to the last. Don't, because your players were excellent. I say to all the time, when you put a shirt on for any football club, you just got to make sure that you put 100% effort into that shirt. And when you take it off and you throw your shirt on the floor, footballs are terrible after games, just put the stuff all over the floor. And when you put it on the floor, you cannot give any more to that badge. Anything. Just spoke to an absolute legend walking down Eddie Gray, and he just said it was a pleasure watching your team. I was sort of, for me, I was gobsmacked. A legend of this place to say that, it meant so much to us, to me personally, and I'll make sure that's echoed back to the players, because if some of them remember him, sadly. It's a very, very unique performance by us today, and I'm not disappointed, Bombi. I'll go home very happy. Bowles played with a calf problem for the last half an hour. Samuel Cudders dislocated his shoulder twice in the first half, got put back in at half time, went again after 10 minutes of the second half. So when the Leeds fans were booing him, I can't tell 20,000 fans he's got a dislocated shoulder, obviously.
Did you tell those around you?
I told some kid behind me, he's booing, I said, shut up, he's got a dislocated shoulder. But then Dave Martin had an injection in his shoulder before the game, two very, very, very strong injections. He'd been playing with severe pain in the last two games. He will not play at Northampton next week because he can't medically. He's had injections in his shoulder. My players have played with injections, dislocated shoulders, calf problems, you name it. I'm so proud of him over this festive period, in performance like we have done. I can't ask no more.
Just one more from me. You said after the Brentford performance, if they play like that, they'll go down. Do you believe if they play like that, they'll stay up?
Yeah, they've been the top half. But it's hard replicating that every week. Listen, today we've got to just enjoy the performance that we put on and learn from it. We were a little bit open last 10 minutes. We let them through the middle of the pitch too much. But we were going for it for a certain level. That's why I put somebody in there to stop that. That's the only element of the game, our management and 10-minute spells, where we allowed them come through the middle of the pitch. We looked a little bit unorganised. But no, other than that, my players were excellent. I just told them to get us I used a terrible swear word that I don't use, but I said, get your so-and-so head up. And he went, well, I said, get your head up. Mm. I'm proud of him, I really am. Yeah. I can't ask no more. He's a Yorkshireman as well. He asked for 11 tickets before the game. Bet you wish you never know.